This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Meet up tonight. I'll be there at Jimmy's Egg on Battlefield Road in Springfield, Missouri, 4:45 to 8 p.m. And the Beninati family will be with us, and they're going to expose the corruption. They're going to name the names. They're going to expose the corruption. They're being run out of town. Literally run out of town. At the muzzle of a gun. Or guns. Now the cops were involved. And they're not happy. And they're not taking it. And so they have expanded their reach in letting people know. And they're delighted with the response. And as a result of this effort to help the Beninati family, right here in our little hamlet in Missouri, we're doing another broadcast with Nicole Beninati tomorrow. And I'm delighted to do that. And Mark Watson's going to be phoning in. He's got his story. And then Silent Night is going to be with us for hour number two tomorrow. So that's tomorrow. Norm Shuler's back on Wednesday. Gasoline, John, we were talking about the economy. Gasoline prices, $1.31, Springfield, Missouri. I saw a sign yesterday, $1.31.9, and I went to gasbuddy.com, and there are plenty of gas stations selling at $1.31, well, one at $1.31, a bunch of them at $1.32 and $1.33, right here in Springfield, Missouri. So, John, what's next?
Now, let's go to the bigger picture section, and I want to lead off with Day of Humiliation. And to give you some background on this, Becky and I went to go visit her parents this past weekend, and, you know, we don't have anything besides over-the-air TV here, so we're very limited on what we get, and mostly just get it to watch the local news and we've got one or two shows we still like to follow. And while we were there visiting, you know, they have satellite, and the channel ended up on the History Channel, and it was the Pawn Stars. And one of the items brought in was from 1861, and in fact, the Pawn Star guy thought that this might be a fake because the year was included. So he called in an expert who looked at it. And this was, you know, keep in mind that at the time, you know, there wasn't any radio or TV. You had newspapers and you had public billboards. And this was something that would be posted on a billboard. They'd basically glue it up there. And so it looked like this one hadn't been posted because it would be pretty much impossible to scrape it off and keep it in one piece. And it's probably like 8 or 9 inches wide, a couple a feet long, and this talked about the National Day of Humiliation, and this was the first of three that President Lincoln did in 1861. The link I've got in bigger picture is from the second one in 1863, and I'm going to attempt to read through this if my voice will cooperate. By the President of the United States of America, a proclamation. Whereas the Senate of the United States, devoutly recognizing the supreme authority and just government of Almighty God in all of the affairs of men and of nations has, by a resolution, requested the President to designate and set apart a day for national prayer and humiliation. And whereas it is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord. And insomuch as we know that by His divine law, nations like individuals are subjected to punishments and chastisements in this world, may we not justify fear that the awful calamity of civil war, which now desolates the land, may be but a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins, to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people. We have but the recipients of the chosen bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied, enriched, and strengthened us, and have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and the virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and pray for clemency and forgiveness. Now, therefore, in compliance with the request, and fully concurring in the views of the Senate, I do by this proclamation designate and set apart Thursday, the 30th day of April, 1863, as a day of national humiliation, fasting, and prayer. I do hereby request that all the people to abstain on that day from their ordinary secular pursuits and to unite at their several places of public worship and their respective homes in keeping that day holy to the Lord and devoted to the humble discharge of the religious duties proper to that solemn occasion. All this being done in sincerity and truth, let us then rest humbly in the hope authorized by the divine teachings that the united cry of the nation will be heard on high and answered with blessings no less than the pardon of our national sins and the restoration of our now divided and suffering country to its former happy condition of unity and peace. And then it goes on to his signature. Can you imagine any politician recommending this type of proclamation today? In fact, I think it'd be hard to find church pastors that would recommend having a day of humiliation and prayer and fasting. Vincent?
No, John, I can't. I can't. I think that our politicians are so filled with greed and self-centeredness that they wouldn't even consider anything like that. I totally agree with you. And I think that our politicians are a disgrace. I really, you know, John, I was going around the tractor, and I was thinking. I was really thinking. And class, please don't think that there's anything racist in what I'm saying. But if you look at if you look at the current occupants of the White House, is that really representative of our best and brightest? Is that really the best we can do? We've got a guy there who can't deliver a message without two teleprompters in case one goes down. Seriously. Is that the best we can do? I'm trying to think of a first lady that people liked. Well, Nancy Reagan was one. Jackie Kennedy was one. Have we had many first ladies that we truly would admire? Have we had any presidents that we truly admire lately? I don't think so. You got one guy who can't keep his zipper up. We've got we had a first woman resident of the White House. I can't use the word lady, I don't think. She would throw furnitures and yell and scream and swear and have affairs with other women in the White House. That's what I've been told. She's running for president right now. How do you look at people like that with respect? How do you admire someone like that? I can't. You look at the family. It's the leadership that we don't have. There's no one that I really look up to in government, not a single person. I find them disgraceful. I can't even listen to Barry I can't even listen to his audio. I just can't stand that man. Can't stand his voice. Can't stand his message. Can't stand his dishonesty. Can't stand Hillary's dishonesty, her voice. How do we get to this point? You know, the words that you just read from a statesman, there's nothing like that, John. Nothing like that today. We don't have statesmen today. Got guys like Barney Frank can hardly put a sentence together.
And then how many in the population would dare put their smartphones down for a day and humble themselves?
Now that's a really good point. I just got off the phone with Nicole Beninati. And I mentioned to her that, you know, tonight I might be a little agitated. I surely hope no one shows up with a cell phone tonight. I surely hope that doesn't happen. It won't be any fun for anybody if it happens. Because we can't seem to do that. And, you know, I'll tell you what, John. I'm going to tell you a story when I come back. I'm going to tell you a story. And it bothers me.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And, John, here's a short story. I wasn't planning on telling it, but... So the phone rang, and this was within the last month. The phone rang here at the farmhouse, and I said, hello. And I hear this noise in the background. I said, hello. And the noise is getting louder. Hello. And then I hear some, what appears to be an argument in the background. And at that point, I'm thinking, I don't know if this calls for me, for us here at the farm. I don't normally get calls like this. Maybe something is really wrong. Voices are elevated. Sounds like there's an argument going on. And I recognize the voice. And then I realized that, you know what, this really was not a phone call that was meant to be made at that time. It just happened. So someone called us. I recognized the voice, and I realized that this phone dialed our number, and that the person who had the phone didn't know that it dialed our number. So all the hellos that I had spoken were unanswered. But I could hear clearly this, we'll call it an argument, going on in the background. This person had no idea, nor did anyone in the room have any idea that phone call had been made to me or to our phone, our house phone. So I hung up. That's just one instance of phone calls being made without without us knowing about them. So I mentioned to our son, you know, the term is butt dialing. You know, the phone's in the back pocket, and I guess maybe somebody bends over or leans against something or taps the screen, and all of a sudden it makes a call. I said, do you get those calls? And he said, yeah. And it's really, he gets those more often than he would like. He doesn't like getting them. And he hears things that he doesn't want to hear. Things that people think are in the privacy of wherever they are, maybe at their own home or in their car. How many of you have gotten these phone calls? Well, that's just one kind of phone call. How about the phone calls that you don't know about that people are placing to your phone and listening to what you're saying? How about those kinds of calls? Your phone doesn't light up. And that's just one small reason why I don't have a cell phone. Another one is, I'm going to post this, and there's a mobile, here's the title, Mobile Phones Are Cooking Men's Sperm. Study finds that sperm levels of men who kept phones in their pocket during the day were quite seriously affected in 47% of the cases. Sperm counts down, way down. It says if you wear a suit to work, put the mobile phone in your chest pocket instead of close to your testicles. It will reduce the risk of your sperm count dropping. Really? Put it next to your heart? Does that make sense? Wow. So now it's mainstream. Where did this come from? TheTelegraph.co.uk. So now it's mainstream. What we've been saying for years is now mainstream. Breast cancer, women put the phones in their bras. Guys put it in the front pockets. Women put them in their back pockets. When they use the toilet, the phones go for a dive into the toilet bowl. Roy Birdsong can tell you all about the phones that he's repaired that have gone swimming in restrooms. Just stuck with the phones. Do we really need them? Do we really need these phones everywhere we go? Back to you, John Reagan.
I've got an article that talks about the 1924 Illuminati goals. And I would think that in the archives at the Springfield Library, they might have the Joplin Globe from June 21st, 1924, where you can verify this. I thought it interesting, and these goals pretty much align with the Communist Manifesto, and some of them you'll recognize out of the Ten Planks, and that was published back in 1848. So that's the abolition of government, abolition of patriotism, abolition of private property rights, abolition of all rights of inheritance, abolition of religion, and abolition of the family relations.
Well, we'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Did you know that you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with a Sport Berkey filtration bottle? It's ideal for outdoor activities like sports, camping, and boating. The Sport Berkey bottle is small enough to store in a glove box, so it's the ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It is simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective, it can filter raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's proprietary filter removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria and chemicals. It even reduces pharmaceuticals and heavy metals. This rugged, lightweight 22-ounce filter is small enough that you can take one with you wherever you go and store another in your car for emergencies. Get two Sport Berkey water filtration bottles for only $37 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order today and get half off. Toll free 888-803-4438 and ask about this special offer.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and John, just as a side note, there's a post on the internet, digitally wary users switch to dumb phones. It looks like there's some individuals who don't want the smartphones that can do all of the things a small handheld computer can do, and all they want to do is just take and make phone calls. So that's going the opposite direction. What's next?
Well, it looks like we're going to run out of time, so... make your day with SpyTech.
Okay. I'm ready.
I've got a couple of articles on Watson, which I found a bit disturbing. IBM snags new European clients for Watson, two new projects. The first client is a developer of elevator and escalator technology. And the second is Finland's main electricity transmission grid operator. So Watson will be keeping a close eye on that. And then Watson to buy Truven Health for $2.6 billion, which means they get the information on health data from thousands of hospitals, employers, and state governments. So Watson will analyze all of that and know more about your health than you do.
John, I was reading about how companies, including the Chinese factory outlet, employ third parties to check search habits of their employees so that they can monitor them, maybe suggest that if they're going to have a back surgery that for something that's happened while working for the company, maybe they got hurt, maybe you don't need that back surgery. Maybe what you should do is consider something else. Now, of course, I agree. Surgery is probably the last resort. But what I'm saying is the companies are using third parties to spy on employees and then suggest to them what the company wants them to do. So they're spying at levels that we haven't even thought about. So you're sitting at your computer, and you do a search on silver. Next thing you know, there are all kinds of advertisements for silver. Or if you're searching for tires, all of a sudden the tire rack appears almost everywhere you go, looking at page after page advertisements for the tire rack, to sell you tires. And no matter what it is you do a search for, your browser seems to keep that and then report that and then send advertisements based on what your interests are. Now, that's just what we think about happening today. And, we might get 2 days' worth of tire rack advertisements. But what if all that information were being stored? And we did a search on, a kidney disease or a liver disease or a brain disease. And all that gets stored. Now profiles are being built on our searches. And that's one reason why you don't want someone else to use your computer. Let's say they go someplace where a government employee would probably frequent, some porn site or something. Now in your profile, you've got that activity on your file in a database or your record in the database that your computer has gone to these places where you haven't gone because someone borrowed your computer. Think about that. Or your phone. What do you think, John?
Well, let's add in social media. You have posts about the health of your family members, and that gets rolled into this. And when you go and apply for a job, Watson comes up and says, no, you don't want to hire this person because there'd be too many health insurance costs.
Right. And that's what you're talking about. That's where this is going. And then you talked about the Internet of Things and all of these appliances which are beginning to spy on us, including the music we listen to, right?
In fact, I didn't put it up here, but there was an article in the past week that the TV manufacturer was saying that you don't want to say anything sensitive in front of their TV because it'll be captured.
And it's just like that little story that we've talked about over the years that, the little girl has a fight with her boyfriend. She's in elementary school, and she says, I wish he would die. I hate him. I'd like to kill him, right? And then that audio is recorded, or those texts are recorded. And then she's in front of the judge, when she when she's operating her vehicle, she made a left turn, and there's no left turn allowed, and, you know, she's in front of the judge, and the prosecutor asks if she has an anger management problem. She says no. And then they play the audio, or they show the text. You know, I want to kill him. And then the judge says, I'd like to be lenient, but boy, oh boy, you want to kill people. You have to be careful what you say. My mom used to say, they can't hang you for something you didn't say. They can't hang you for something you didn't say. Well, that's probably true in a lot of cases, but not all cases. So really, be careful what you say. And one of the reasons why I don't have a cell phone is because I don't want texts, tweets, messages, calls from people saying things that I don't want them to say to me. I don't want a text saying, oh, I hate that person, or so-and-so is a bozo and I wish he would die. I don't want that coming inbound. And one of the ways of preventing it is not having that inbound channel on a cell phone. I don't want texts. Believe me, I don't want texts. John, have you ever heard of someone receiving a text that they really wish they didn't get from somebody who was angry about some unrelated thing? You know, someone has a bad day at work, and then another person, totally not related to that work incident, gets a text, and they're lashing out, and now that's a permanent record associated with you. And you had nothing to do with any of it. I don't want that to happen. So the way I help prevent that is by not having a cell phone. Plus, you get all the benefits of not having those electric magnetic waves against your body. I wonder how much of our birth defects are related to cell phones in the pockets of men just cooking their sperm. What are they thinking? What's next, John?
I call the link perma-memory.
Mm.
This is a what they call a quartz coin. It's very small, you know, that, you know, it looks like a coin and you hold it between your fingers there. It can store 360 terabytes of data for 14 billion years. Now, 360 terabytes, you know, on a personal level is, you know, probably way more than you can even put together, even if you tried to put your whole video collection on there. As far as storing everything that humans do, it goes a long way, especially for text and audio. The time frame is amazing. You know, based on science, they say that you know the universe is about 14 billion years old. So essentially, they're saying that this data would be able to be retrieved for the same amount of time that the universe has been in existence. I doubt we'd see this on home-based computers simply because of the lasers that would have to write into this. And I would imagine this being more for archival for all the big data that we see. Of course, the bad news on that is that this data is going to be around for a long time.
John, as you say that, I was thinking about a technology that I heard about, but I don't know if this is true. I heard this many years ago that let's say, like right now I'm in a studio and there are several windows in the studio. The glass in those windows stores the sounds, the vibrations that it experiences. And those windows can be used with a technology to, the sounds can be retrieved from those pieces of glass. I also have in the studio some French doors, which have panes of glass. in them. It's about 5 feet or 6 feet wide. And so there are a lot of panes of glass in the French doors in the studio. And maybe those could store sounds as well. Isn't that an awful, awful thought? That, let's say mom and dad are having an argument, and the cops bash down the front door, and they take the machine, and they aim it at, let's say, French doors in their house, or a mirror in the house, or a picture in a picture frame, aim it at the glass, and they extract all the sounds from years ago to present. Imagine that. I'm not saying we have that technology. I'm saying I heard of that technology.
Well, we at least have the technology where they can aim a laser at the glass and listen to what's going on in the room. When I was at the Pentagon, which was from late 85 to early 88, I missed the opportunity to tour the CIA building. The first time my upgraded clearance hadn't come through yet. The second time, I just had a conflict that I couldn't get out of. But I was able to talk to people that went there, and they talked about how they had the pains with the inert gas and the vibration, so that couldn't be done to the CIA building.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I remember reading stories about aiming those technologies at the White House windows, listening to the president. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Captain John Reagan's with his class tonight. I'll be at the meetup at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 p.m. And the Beninati family is going to be there telling their story about what happened when the cops showed up because a neighbor called 911 on them. And the cops ended up pointing AR-15s at Jeremy Beninati and how they're trying to run him out of town. And the Beninatis are not going to take it standing down. Jeremy was arrested, put in jail for 14 days, lost his job. And he's not backing down. He's going to name the names. He has been naming the names. And Nicole Beninati will be on the air with us tomorrow. And if you have a story about abuses like this, what happens when 911 is called, give us a call tomorrow and weigh in. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. We'll be live from 9 to 11 Central Time in the morning tomorrow. John Reagan, what's next?
Well, let's slip down to the control section. And I'm going to hold over the road to cashless for next week. This is a discussion on the how they want to take the $100 bill out of circulation. And I've run some other numbers, and there's just not enough time to discuss that one properly. The student loan serfdom, I didn't know whether to include that here or in the button pusher section. And this is something that actually happened here in Texas. We had a Texas man who had a $1,500 student loan, $1,500. You know, people owe a whole lot more than that for student loans. And he was arrested at gunpoint for not paying his student loan. Now, the flip side of this, the federal marshal spent $1,200 arresting a guy for $1,500 in debt. It's
Although Guthrie, Harlow Guthrie talked about that. The federal government will even go after the last guy who has less than anybody else. They will still go after him.
It's this isn't the last time we're going to see this. There is a reason that they made student loans not includable in bankruptcy, and that's to keep you as a slave for the rest of your life unless you're fortunate enough to have actually gotten a job that pays enough where you can pay off your student loans.
Yeah. Interesting that that you can declare bankruptcy and not pay others, but not the government, right? Very interesting.
And it used to be that you could include student loans in bankruptcy, but again, it's all about control. Mm-hmm. And this is almost as good. We didn't get into the government smarts last week. I had an article there dealing with FATCA. And this has cost the government $1 trillion, and they've managed to get $13.5 billion revenue on that. So, you keep that up, and we'll be bankrupt even faster.
Well, we might have a guy who's got experience with bankruptcy presiding over the bankruptcy of the United States, right? Donald. He knows about bankruptcy. He's probably the best candidate to preside over the bankruptcy of the United States. I mean, from an experience perspective. Yeah. John, it's so frustrating. The calls that I get here at the farmhouse from instructors, I don't get a single call, not one call saying, "Hey, Vinny, it's unbelievable how good things are." It's exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. All the instructors who call the house, whom I talk with, are very, very concerned. Very concerned. And their concern is increasing, just as mine is. And I have not changed my perspective on my concern. Hey, John. Hey, happy anniversary. Fourth anniversary.
Hopefully we'll still be on the air for 5.
Yeah, isn't that something? Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. John Reagan, thank you so much for being with us. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.